And then she reeled off the address. And just like that, I knew where she lived. And now I'm going into her world, just as she has invaded mine. I don't really know what I'm doing here, what it is I'm hoping to achieve, other than needing more answers. I don't have a plan as such, it's not that sophisticated. But then, neither is losing your boyfriend to a slut. I take a deep, steadying breath, knock on the door, and seconds later I hear a bright, "Just 1 minute!" There is the sound of running footsteps on the stairs, and then the door flings open to reveal a heartbreakingly pretty girl of about 20-something, wearing an outfit that appears to have come from a dressing-up box. "You must be Claire!" She thrusts a small hand up at me. "I'm Debs. Come in. I am Magic Bone Woman," she said, speaking the Manakaparu dialect, and reinforcing her statement by touching the charm that had given her that name, worn around her neck. "You know me. I was here 5 big rains ago. Take me to Ikana." There was a strained moment. Something was muttered between one of the brothers and the older man. The teenager spat a green wad on the ground. Somewhere in the distance, a monkey whooped. The blowpipes were raised to the canopy. "Follow us," the older man said. She was drenched in sweat by the time they arrived. Out of condition, stumbling where the Manakaparu made effortless progress, as if she'd never done this before.